Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Ken, and I am the openly gay LGBT founder of Minotank.
And what is Minotank? The name, I think, gives us some information, but yeah. Go ahead and describe it a little bit for me.
Sure. So Minotank is a platform to connect early-stage tech startups and investors through an online pitch. Essentially, I am an exit founder, so I built a company and sold it a couple years ago.
Okay.
Went through the entire funding process and trying to hunt to find investors and whatnot. And I was really furious. I spent at my time, I was living in Berlin, Germany, and I spent more than 50,000 euros attempting to raise €500,000. So I spent more than 10% of my raise just trying to fly to Lisbon and Stockholm and London all the time because investors demanded to meet in person.
Yeah.
And so that really bothered me. And I said, why can't we somehow leverage the internet to have investors contact with you? And okay. so the name comes from is Shark Tank, right?
Sure.
So I'm shamelessly, I can't wait for the lawsuit, as everyone asks me, I'm really excited. Big PR campaign. But essentially, I'm not kidding, like I can't wait, I'm going to blast it all over the place.
I had a feeling that you were going to say that. I don't know why, something about our communications, I had a feeling that you were going to say that.
And yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm not shy, I don't mind. my theory was, I think, especially in America, we have a really good comprehension of Shark Tank, and it's helped the world understand
yeah.
venture capital.
Sure.
It's helped the world understand what it means to invest into a private company and how that can yield and what it can mean. And it's exciting and interesting and
sure.
engaging.
And our viewers have had kind of an almost behind-the-scenes experience with that, having interviewed somebody at CES when they were in the startup phase
yeah.
who then went through the Shark Tank and now has sold the product to Hampton, which
sure.
is pretty. So our viewers have gotten to see that
yeah.
from pre-prototype through pretty big success.
Fantastic. Yeah, and I think it's really exciting to join on someone's entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's thrilling. So that's Minotank in a nutshell. We connect early stage tech startups and investors through an online pitch.
Okay.
And both sides so far love it to death.
That's great. I was going to ask. Obviously, it's not in concept, it's past concept. People are using it.
Yep.
And I seem to remember a fairly big number on the website when I was researching.
So it's relative, right? So if you go to Minotank.com, especially when you work in the venture capital space, big is usually the hundreds of millions. But it is, right now, we've successfully helped startups raise more than $1.8 million to date. But it's a little bit out of an outdated number, and I know always, videos always outdated. The
sure,
more you
yeah.
make it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Most likely by the end of this quarter, it'll be something closer to $5 million
nice.
Of successful connected capital.
That's great.
And we right now already have more than 100 individual angel investors, investor networks. Even big ones like Andreessen Horowitz, SOSV, some of the
wow.
biggest ones. A lot of their associates tune into us every week. As well as, you might know PitchBook, one of the biggest
yeah.
software platforms that gives you all your startup data. They
yeah.
come to us to get information about startups.
That's great.
So we're putting ourselves right in the middle of that whole network and being a hub.
Yeah. It's a good place to be,
yeah,
right? Because when one of the things we talk about a lot is when you're able to connect two different groups in need, that's where a successful product comes from. And you've found more than just two groups in need
sure.
that can all come together.
Sure. And if you don't mind, I want to underline the fact that it's not just a capitalist mission.
Okay.
So one of the biggest reasons I talk about Minotank, and one of the reasons I talk about me being openly gay and LGBT, is that as a venture capital community, when you're investing into startups, there's a big disparity. The fact is, less than 9% of all venture capital goes to any kind of female founder, minority founder, or LGBTQ founder. So
wow.
the whole network. So I'm saying like less than 10 cents of every dollar goes to anyone who's, you know, a woman, a person of color, or gay at all.
Ooh.
So Minotank, as a network, because I am openly gay and LGBT, I pioneered this network, and we purposefully, with intention, go out and find female founders, founders of color,
sure.
and LGBTQ founders, and give them precedence on the
okay.
show. And so it's not
so,
just...
So kind of flip the script. If
absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Three underrepresented groups, mm-hmm. let's make them overrepresented sure. on this network.
And it's already hard enough to find them because, you know, getting there is difficult. So it's a whole process in itself.
Yeah.
But when we do find them, we always give them preference and precedence to pitch first, which okay. I think is really exciting.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It sets the concept apart from, because, you know, once a good idea is out there, it won't be the only of its type.
Sure.
And so that sets your version of what will likely be to come
right.
apart from anything that comes behind you.
And what's funny is I say I actually really welcome competitors because yeah. I would love to learn from somebody else. I don't think I'm the smartest person in the room. But we do have one big stipulation that separates Minotank from a lot of the other pitch networks out there.
Okay.
We do validate each startup that they must have already raised $100,000.
Okay.
The reason why we do this, imagine, especially we're at Collision Conference right now, right?
Sure.
25,000 people, I'm 5,000 plus startups, I'm sure. Huge number, right?
Yeah.
Every single one of them, if I'm not mistaken, will tell you they are raising capital.
Yes.
My question will always be to them, how much capital have you already raised?
Mm-hmm.
Because what separates wheat from the chaff is that if you're successfully raising capital, you already have capital in the bank, you're looking to fill out your round. What I mean by this, especially for your viewers, I don't know how knowledgeable they are about venture capital, but let's say you are trying to raise $1 million. You're trying to sell $1 million of your company at a $4 million valuation, meaning you are selling 25% of your company for, you know, trying to raise money. Minotank will not accept someone like this unless they've already raised $100,000.
Okay.
Why? The reason is that we want the deals of the term set. So we want you to decide how much each dollar is worth. The deals are set. So we know the terms of this round. We also want to make sure it's real. You know, we don't have the time and energy to validate each and every company that comes to us. We have between 5 and 15 applications every week to pitch on our platform.
Okay.
And we only allow one startup to pitch every week. So
okay.
we're heavily overfilled.
Sure.
That's why we have to set a really high bar to make sure that we only get best startups come on the show.
Yeah.
So the brand actually has value to get on to Minotank.
Okay.
Hope it makes sense, guys.
absolutely that makes sense, because it shows not just that the product is real, but that the people behind it are, like, active.
Sure.
It's not just a side project that you're...
Yep. That's the last thing you want. I actually yeah. have a funny story if you want to hear. It's kind of silly.
Yes.
So last week, I won't mention the company because I don't want to throw mud.
Yep.
But they did call me. We set up a meeting and we, you know, they went through our application process. We have a wait list. You go to minotank.com, you click the wait list. And they went through and I looked at the pitch deck. The pitch deck was a little strange. I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And this gentleman who's an accountant calls me and he says, yeah, I'm making the next sports app. Next sports app. I was like, okay, interesting.
That's...
Yeah, the next sports app. And then he says, I can't show you the pitch deck because it's being trademarked, and I'm not sure if I can trust you yet. And I said, oh, fair. You know, that's always complicated. You have to reach, I don't know how you're going to reach out to investors if you need a trademark. I don't know what you want. But then he said, here's the only thing you need to know. I'm projecting.
Nope, hold on. Here's the only thing you need to know.
You want to guess it?
Not at all. Here's the only thing you need to know. That's always a great starting point.
Please guess. Come on. Guess what he tells me. Like, it's just a wonderful statement.
It's going to change the world.
I'll lead it up for you. Even better. Even better.
Oh, God.
Even better. Which I hate to... I'm not meaning to talk bad about startups,
sure.
but we always have to be logical in our claims.
Yes.
So this guy says to me, our projected revenue...
Bigger than Facebook.
No. Close, dude. Could have been. Our projected revenue for year one is $600 million.
Incorrect.
Of course it's incorrect. I sat there and I said, and I'm dropping my fingers. I'm a little displeased because I got this through a referral. So now I'm displeased with not only this guy, but the guy who referred me.
Yeah.
The woman actually, I was very mad. And I said, 600 million rupees? Rubles? You don't mean dollars. Something else. Like, is something else, right? No. And then finally he says, oh, I'm sorry. I meant $600 million a month. And I said, well, that sounds great. If you're going to make that kind of money, I'm not even sure you need Minotank. We're probably way too lowball for you. So
yeah.
please, don't let us stand in your way. Get out there. Do the thing that you do. And just, you know, rake in the cash. I'm excited to be talking to a billionaire. But I think it's really important when you look at venture capital to say it's our job to phase that out. If we were to allow our investors to see that, oftentimes when you look at tech investments,
sure,
it's a lottery ticket. You're buying one. It's not a guaranteed thing.
No,
and it's a
no,
huge
no,
risk,
no.
and you know, you don't get 10,000% potential return
sure.
on every deal.
Right.
So
because even a great idea doesn't necessarily execute in a way that.
Or do they have a revenue model? Half the companies here won't, and that's
yeah.
okay. Like, but the thing is,
yeah, because Twitter was around for 6 years before they came up with one. So
right, right.
It's
they didn't need it. But the fact
or
is,
a business plan.
Why would you need one? But the fact is, like, why MinnowTank will have value as a brand as it grows is every startup that we have on, we validate their numbers, we know what they're saying is real, and they're successfully raising capital.
Yeah.
That's what matters. And so it's our job to block that out, which is great, because if we let someone like that come on our show and all of our angel investors weren't to have access, they'd say, this MinnowTank brand is useless.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to get anywhere near tech startups.
It's not just damaging to their own brand to make grandiose claims like that. It could be damaging to yours.
Yep.
And that's no good.
Well, it's also, what's worse for me, I mean, MinnowTank is a very small brand, we're brand new. What matters to me is dipping your toes into angel investment, mm-hmm. to becoming an investor is already hard enough. It's very scary. And it's usually a 10-year process. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see any returns for a decade, which is even scarier.
Yeah.
So, and you have to really think about this and diversify and not put $500,000 into something, rather put $25,000 into 15 companies.
Right, exactly.
So it's a complicated process.
Sure.
So I'm just glad that MinnowTank has a bar, because the danger is that, you know, those kind of people come pitch at your local network. They ruin it for those amazing investors you could have.
Right.
They don't participate because they're too nervous. They heard this crazy guy with the $600 million a month, and I said, so.
And you went, got it.
Great.
You're
I'll
in.
Talk
Let's
you
go.
In 6 months. No.
that's absolutely not what you want for, especially since you are your own startup.
Right. Well, we're brand new. You know, we don't have much of a brand creator. There's not much equity here. We're really a very simple system. But what I'll tell you is, at least from the Collision participants I've seen so far, I don't know who you're interviewing, but I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal.
A lot of companies.
I'm sure a lot of companies.
I'm really excited.
Good. And I hope that you can introduce some of them to MinnowTank if they are raising capital. It'll be awesome. Especially female founders, minority founders, LGBT. I'm just really happy that MinnowTank has had so much success so far, that we've had companies come on in 30 days, 60 days after we raised capital. We've made personal investor introductions that have resulted in $250,000 checks within like the month. Those things are amazing. And we don't take a single part of that. We don't charge any fees.
Okay.
So we don't charge any fees on the investor side or the startup side, because we're making introductions. We are not brokering a deal at all.
Okay.
So
obviously the next question then becomes, to ensure that you stick around, what is your revenue model?
So right now, we are supported by strategic partners, companies that service startups. So let's say promotional materials, or let's say a payment processor or whatnot, who wants to help them. In the future, we're going to be a crowdfunding platform.
Okay.
So I'm a huge believer in equity crowdfunding, which is where, you know, people who are not accredited investors, meaning you don't make $200,000 per year on salary. So the definition for accredited investors for your network is you have two ways to become an accredited investor. And accredited investors can invest in startups. Other people cannot. So there's two ways.
Right.
One is you must make $200,000 per year on paper, or you must have $1 million in investable assets. That's not including your home.
Right.
So that has been a limitation for a very long time, meaning the rich get richer and the rest of us just kind of hang out and wait. Oh, stocks and bonds, 4% growth. Oh, great.
Yeah. And we talked on our flagship show on F5 Live when there were some changes.
Yeah. During Obama's era. Yeah. It was just a few minutes ago. It was 2015. 2014.
Yeah, I was saying it was just a couple years ago.
Yep. And so it's brand new. And the beauty is that it allows you on both sides. It's really nice. As a startup founder, instead of spending 6 to 12 months trying to raise $1 million and flying to every venture capital firm who are going to say, we don't like this, we don't like that,
yeah,
you can find your believers.
Exactly.
It's completely different from Kickstarter or Indiegogo.
Where they have also found their believers, on a smaller scale.
Customers.
People who believe in a product, and with a lot of stuff being cloud-based, you're potentially believing in them for the long run, because the back end has to stay in place for a lot of these products to continue to work. So we've proven that you can go find people who believe in your thing and get them excited.
Yes. And now you're converting them. Imagine you take a Kickstarter network. You had 40,000 backers. Amazing. But those are customers.
Right.
And for me and for MinnowTank, there's a big dichotomy between customers and investors.
For sure.
If I'm a customer of a product, if I'm a customer of this wonderful microphone, I expect this microphone to work and to have utility for me.
Sure.
But I have no reason to evangelize this and tell all my friends and my network why this is great. But if I am an investor, I have a vested interest. Let's say I even invested $500, which might not sound like a lot to some people, or maybe it's a lot of money to other people.
Sure.
And I want that $500 investment to grow to a $5,000 investment.
Sure.
The beauty is, unlike a stock, Coca-Cola stock, me buying more Coca-Cola will have almost zero effect.
Right.
It's literally a drop of water in the ocean.
Yeah.
Whereas, on a small tech startup, if I evangelize this at my company, or at my community, or my network, I can have a serious impact on the success and sale of that company. So I believe that what's really awesome about equity crowdfunding and kind of taking all the power away from these huge, super wealthy investors and giving it to the rest of us is that we could use a very small part of our investment portfolio, maybe 5 or 10%, but we can invest a little bit here and there in companies we really believe in.
Yeah.
And you're not a customer. You are an investor.
Right.
And that gets me really excited.
Yeah. Because as a customer, you put your money in and you get your thing. Maybe a discount or whatever.
Transactional. Great.
But with actual investment, you're part of the company. It might be a small part.
It's totally fine.
But you're a part of the company. And it's totally different.
For example, DocuSign. DocuSign just went public this past week. They just announced they're going public. Imagine if 5 or 10 years ago, when DocuSign was just getting started, signing documents online, that makes perfect sense, not rocket science.
Sure.
We had a company that's kind of very similar. It's called Invio. They were pitching last week on Minor Tank. Okay. And they're taking medical trial records online.
Okay.
Rocket science. I know. Who would have thought? Did you know that a medical trial, a single one at one hospital, creates more than 1,000 square feet of paper? And it has to be reviewed by at least 4 doctors. Imagine. Oh. Just get all this. Get all this in your mind.
I think I may have had something crazy in my ear. Yeah. Will you rewind and say that again?
Yeah. So I'll shout out to Dima Papa. Thank you very much for giving me this information. This awesome pitch on Minotank. So a medical trial, when they're testing a new drug, they're trying to test some new service, this individual at one hospital, one trial, which they have to run it at 50 plus hospitals.
Sure.
One hospital, one trial for, let's say, 6 weeks would create 1,000 square feet of paper. And then imagine that paper, physical paper, has to be reviewed by hand. So, by doctors, 4 times. Ridiculous. All these ridiculous numbers. And so what's really great is Dima Papa and Cassie, they're Dima himself is not LGBT, but his co-founder, who's female and LGBT, are out of Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not wrong. they went through an awesome accelerator. They did a TechStars, and now they're raising $700,000.
Okay.
They just pitched on our platform last week. They had more than half that already filled, and we made some great connections with venture capital firms. Stuff like that gets me thrilled and excited. Just using the internet. And the thing is, imagine if you could ride on that. It's a very logical company. They have revenue. They have great success. They can show you there's 13,000 trials going on every year.
Okay.
And so imagine the potential. You know, it's not rocket science, it's actually very simple.
Yeah, sure.
So for me, as a guy who comes from a blue-collar family, and my parents didn't go to college, and I'm first-generation college, and I want to have wealth in this world, the idea of me getting to the point where I have $1 million in investable assets seems very far off.
Sure.
But I do believe that even if I'm employed and making $50,000 a year, I can spend $100 to $500 putting into companies that I like, buying lottery tickets. I use that term just because I want to exemplify the risk. It is extremely risky,
of course.
So I don't like it to be a guaranteed success. But Minimum Tank's goal is we want to pick really great companies and pick the right horse. So I couldn't be more excited. We'll probably have our equity crowdfunding platform available probably in 2019 or maybe summer of 2019. Okay. But I'm so pumped.
Clearly.
I'm trying to contain myself.
and I love that you've got like a connection to it. It's not, you're not just in it because you're in it. You're in it because you want to be. There's a personal connection to the goal.
Yeah, I absolutely want it to exist. There are some other crowdfunding platforms out there.
Sure.
It's very much one to many. And I just thought it needed such a higher touch. I needed some better value to add. And what's funny is actually video is one of the components that none of the other platforms capture. So we'll give you like a basically, they took Kickstarter and they copied it. It is copy Kickstarter, which is really not dumb. It's not a bad idea.
Sure.
But what we do is we do personal interviews, get to know these founders, because I believe that's what's going to push you from deciding, do I want to be a customer of this company or do I want to be an investor?
Right.
Do I think this person, this individual, has what it takes to lead this company? Which is what a venture capitalist does every day. They simply say, does this human, do they have the experience, the expertise, and the knowledge to really lead this? Great. Let's use them. I couldn't be more excited.
That's great. So your goal here at Collision?
My goal is to meet some awesome companies coming out. Also to grow the Minotank Investment Network.
Okay.
Because we don't cost anything. What's really nice is we've grown our investor network usually 5 to 10% month over month.
Oh, okay.
Most of it's referral based, as you can imagine. Understanding venture capital in America, oftentimes you have angel groups. Angel investors are my favorite. An angel investor is an individual who wants to invest their own money as an accredited investor. and so what's great about those is an angel group or an angel investor usually will be part of several groups. So let's say I'm Sarah Jackson, and I'm an angel investor. Yeah. I might be part of a women in tech. I might be part of a women in finance. I might be part of a general med tech group. But as you start to see these, Minotech comes out every single week. Every, you know, I'm not saying, we come out right now Tuesday morning, it might change. Who knows? just who knows? Yep. Not guaranteed. You guys run a show. It's very scary. but we come out every single week with a new investment opportunity. And the idea is these are all early stage tech. So usually within the range of $500,000 to about $5 or $10 million. Meaning your $25,000 investment can make a huge deal. It's usually the minimum. No guarantees. But the idea is that we want to present that to you on a weekly basis absolutely for free.
Yeah.
So all we want to do is make more connections. The more success we have, we're thrilled. We don't take a single part of it, and we're not in the way of the deal. So we just make those personal introductions, and it's right in your inbox every week. Unlike traditional venture capital or angel groups, where not only are you going to take a percentage of the deal, so they'll charge you between, on the really low end, 3%, and the high end, 9% of just putting your capital in. And then they also charge whenever you have success. Let's not forget. They charge a lot of money.
Okay.
But beyond that, they're going to require you to sign a document. So you join my angel group, I'm going to say, great, love to have you. You have to invest $250,000 in the next 5 years, even if you hate all of our companies. We don't care. You're committing.
Got it.
So you don't have a choice. You're signed in to put in $250,000.
Okay.
We're nothing like that. We're completely decentralized. And
it's almost as if creating an angel group without
no stipulations. You're in charge.
Yeah.
We don't get
great,
in your way.
Great ideas come to us, and you do with them as you please.
Right.
And that's awesome.
And one of the things we tell everyone who comes on Minotech is there's no guarantees on anything.
Right.
We will not guarantee you a single thing. One of the reasons why we refuse to make you pay is because we don't want you to feel like you got a bad deal. We do everything we do for free. We do all of our interviews, all of our editing. Everything we do is completely complimentary to the startups. So we decided to do that because if we do make the startups pay for something and we can't provide an investor, we've made a bad situation.
Yeah.
So, we're 100% free for both investors and startups.
We have gone through a very similar
thing.
When emails go out for Collision or CES, a lot of times I get replies back, how much does it cost? Nope, that's not what this is.
Right. Well, we're not a little bit of a media company. A little bit, you know, we're very catered to a very specific niche.
Sure, it's a new media space.
Hey, we've got 2,000 YouTube subscribers. Hey,
nice.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not at all.
I'm very proud of that number because I never thought we'd reach it. I thought we'd have like a couple hundred, and no, it grew very fast out of nowhere, which is wonderful. It's challenging to do what we do, but that's one of the really nice barriers to entry, is that if you're going to create this high-quality 1080p video of these introductions to these founders and getting them on and keeping a consistent schedule, it's a lot of logistics that I don't think a lot of other companies want to take on. And also vetting them correctly. I come from both sides. I bet almost every one of our deals, to tell you the truth, to spill the beans. and we don't have like a big investment team. It's mostly me and like a couple of my investment buddies. But I was on both sides. I was on the tech founder side, who understood the difficulties in scale and how important their time is. Mm-hmm. So making this consistent and concise and not spending 3 hours of recording was so important to a founder. We also do it remotely. So even this, we couldn't afford it when we first started. So what we do is we do 1080p webcams over the internet, which is great because they can do it right from their office. They only dedicate about an hour and a half to us. But I was on the tech founder side, but I was also on the investor side. So I worked with Merrill Lynch.
Okay.
So what I was doing at Merrill Lynch was actually internally consulting with large family offices. What a family office is a group of big money investors. I'm talking more than $100 million in your family's money.
Okay.
And often adult millennials realize, stocks and bonds are great, but they really don't grow that much, and then I have a big taxable mess, and I have no control, and I really can't impact this investment.
Sure.
And I want to have fun. Like, investing should be awesome. It shouldn't just be, you know, buying Coca-Cola stock and doing nothing with it. And so they see angel investments as a really exciting thing. I think here at Collision, you'll see a lot of angel investors who are looking to dip their toes in and like meet cool companies and try to pick out a winning horse.
It's pretty popular here.
Right, which is great because they're such an integral part of the community. You need that capital to keep the rest of us going.
Sure.
But I worked on that side for a little over a year, and I met probably 500 individual angel investors. So that's how we built Minotech.
Got it.
We built it with both sides. We said, here's the network of both sides. We plugged them in together. Yeah. So now we're excited to be here.
Awesome. If somebody wants more information, how can they get it?
Minotech.com. Just
pretty
that easy.
Awesome.
I'd love it if people were... So if you have an early stage tech startup, what I'd love is if you could apply at Minotech. So you go to Minotech.com, I think it's /pitch, don't quote me on that. You can find it, it's a wait list. So you put in a little bit of information as well as your pitch deck.
Okay.
We have a few stipulations, they're all explained there. But we review every single deal within 48 hours, so we'll get right back to you. We're very fast, I have a lot of energy.
Okay, no kidding. I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, a little bit. No coffee today. But yeah, anything can be found at Minotank.com, but we also do have a YouTube channel. So the two best ways to keep in contact with Minotank are YouTube, which deploys every Tuesday morning, and our email list. So if you go to the bottom of our page, you put in your email, you can learn all about us and just keep up to date.
Awesome.
Everything's free.
Very cool.
Cool.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the interview.
Absolutely. All right. And have a great collision.
I will. Great. Thanks.